Hi, I'm Mel Pearson from the Michigan Tech hockey team, and you're listening to the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93.
Go Huskies.
It's time now for the Mel Pearson Show on Mix 93.
And the second opportunity out, 3-on-1 for the Huskies. Johnstone across, Johnstone in front, score! And the Huskies start back 2-on-1, shorthanded. It's Pianola with Ricks. Ricks looks, shoots, scores! Dennis Ricks with a great shot on the short side.
The Mel Pearson Show is sponsored by the Wickley Agency in downtown Hancock, the Turvo Agency in Hancock, Superior Smiles in Hancock,
Kelly Jepson State Farm Agency, Houghton,
Peterwin Distributing of Calumet, the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images on Michigan Tech's campus, the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub, downtown Houghton,
Lake County, and Gary Jorgensen of Diversified Financial Concepts in Houghton,
Habaneros, Quincy Street, Hancock, Gartner's Gallery, downtown Hancock, Coca-Cola of Hancock, and Bucko's Party Store in Calumet. And now, here's Mel Pearson and your host, Dirk Hembroff.
All right, thank you very much. It is the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93, and we have lots to talk about here today. Michigan Tech off this past weekend, but lots happening in the WCHA, and the playoff picture getting slightly clear, but still mud, if you will. And Coach Pearson in our studio today, all set to go to talk about Michigan Tech hockey. And Coach, how, did you enjoy your weekend off? I guess I'll ask that first.
Well, it was a busy weekend, Dirk, but I did, thank you. And, you know, it's fun sometimes when you don't have to play. The pressure isn't there to perform and win, and you can sit back and watch some of the other games. And I watch a lot of hockey, from high school hockey, did a little recruiting in Minnesota, was at the regional games up here, the district games up here, so saw some good hockey. And then obviously in TV, you know, I watch Minnesota State, our next opponent, play, and they're a very good team. But yeah, it was fun. So I had a good weekend of hockey. My wife was out of town, so I got to watch 24/7 hockey pretty much, so it was good.
Well, good. I guess let's start off with your thoughts on what happened in the WCHA. And we mentioned this during our show earlier today, but the biggest non-surprise but bummer, I think, is that Ferris State gets swept by Alaska over the weekend.
Yeah, a little bit of surprise, but not a big surprise. If you've ever made that trip to Alaska and up to Fairbanks and played there, and you know, it's interesting. You probably have two extremes, two extremes in our league, going from Alaska Fairbanks and their, you know, big rink, big Olympic size sheet, to Ferris State, where they play in that. They say it's regulation NHL, but I don't think it is. It's just such a smaller building, so quite an extreme, just as far as the ice surface and where you have to play on. So in Alaska, obviously, we saw them a couple weeks ago playing extremely well. You know, they got a good skating team, and obviously a little bit of a surprise, but not a big surprise. But yeah, we could have used a little help there, but you know, we're still in a position that we control our own destiny for the most part. So we just got to go to Minnesota State and play our best hockey of the year.
From everybody that I talked to, and using my knowledge as best I can on the math, pretty much everybody's saying that we need to win one game to secure home ice. I know that doesn't have to happen, but is that how you're kind of thinking going into this?
Well, weekend? You know what we're thinking. We talked about it. Actually, we practiced yesterday on Sunday, and really all we talked about is just we have to play Friday's game. We have to win Friday night. Yeah. That's the game we're targeting right now. We're going to put all our energy and focus into that game, and then see where we are after Friday night. You know, then we'll regroup and see what's happening around the league. And but for the most part, we have to take care of business ourselves, and we can control Friday night's game, and we have to be ready to go against a very good team, against a team that's only lost once in their building. They're 13-1 in their home rink, so we're up against it. But, you know, we've been up against it before, and I know I've talked about this many times this year, but that's why we went into Duluth on the road. That's why we went into Notre Dame early in the year on the road. That's why we went to Michigan on the road early in the year. So when it comes down to a situation like this, we've played in three pretty tough buildings. Like as of today, Michigan would be in the NCAA tournament, Notre Dame would be in the NCAA tournament, and Duluth's right on the bubble, you know, in and out. So we've sort of, hopefully, you know, all the scheduling we did earlier in the year will pay off when we go into Minnesota State, which is going to be another tough environment. But we've been there. We played in those before, so we should be battle-tested and ready to go and rested. We had a good week off. I thought we had some outstanding practices. Yesterday we had great energy. Now we just have to make sure we maintain that for Friday. But it's going to be a great weekend of hockey.
I know the schedulers always try. If you're only going to play a team once, usually it's not at the end of the season like this. So it is a little bit of a different scenario.
Yeah, we might be the only team that is in this situation right now. the only team that has not played their opponent yet this year, where the other four series in our league, I believe, they've all played each other. So it's sort of interesting that it's come down to that. But a lot at stake. You know, they've got a, they're tied for first place. They're playing to win the McNaughton Cup. No surprise, I picked them and Ferris as the top two teams in the league when I did my coaches poll. So I'm not surprised that they're the top two teams. And we're battling for home ice. We got a lot at stake. We haven't had home ice in
21 years.
So that's a long drought. So there's a lot at stake for us. There's a lot at stake for Minnesota State, which means it should be one heck of a hockey series.
And Minnesota State early on in the season had everybody going, well, maybe I shouldn't have picked them so high, because I did the same thing and everybody did. Now, you know, after that first quarter of the season, they've shown that they are one of the best teams in the league.
Well, they are. When you look at the players they have, you knew it was just a matter of time before they started to win. And, you know, they had a good year last year, and sometimes you can, you know, lose a little focus or you think it's going to be easy again, and it's never easy. And, you know, they got one of the key factors as their team was one of their seniors, Lurkey, did not.
Right.
He decided to retire. He has some health issues, and not life-threatening or anything, but that really it makes it difficult for him to play. He has a lot of pain when he has, you know, physical exertion and whatnot. But after about, I think it was 4 or 5 weeks, he said, you know, I can't sit around. I got to play. And once he came back, their team just went off. I mean, he's a very skilled player, runs their power play, which has one of the top power plays in the league. And he was really, I think, a key factor in their team. And that's how important one guy can be. You know, one guy can really, especially a senior, a leader like him. And here's a guy who goes out and plays every night with a ton of pain. And, you know, it's a pretty good example for the rest of the guys on your team.
No doubt about it. Any other series surprise you? Alabama Huntsville gets a win against Bemidji State at Bemidji State.
A little surprising there, but having seen how Huntsville plays, and, you know, I think their record is not totally indicative of how they play. They play hard. They have, I mean, they just play. You'd think because they're out of the playoffs, because of their record, everything else, that they would not play as hard or not compete, but boy, do they do it. I know Bemidji and Huntsville, for the people who don't know, they had a big rivalry in the previous league when they're in the same league together, and College Hockey America, I think it was called,
right.
and they had those two teams going head-to-head all the time, seemed to be for the championship. So it's a rivalry game, so I'm not overly surprised, and Huntsville can steal one. I wouldn't be surprised if Huntsville beats Northern once this weekend. I mean, you have to. They're a dangerous team. They're an easy team to look by. You know, look ahead to the next series, and they can sneak up and beat you. But other than that, you know, a little, you know, surprising Minnesota. I'm a little surprised Minnesota State won 2 in Lake Superior.
Me too.
Minnesota State's record on the road is not that good.
Mm-hmm.
They've been struggling on the road, and they go in and sweep a Lake State team that's desperate. And sounds like the second game was a good game, close game, 4-3 game, could have went either way. So good series though. But other than that, you know, Bowling Green Northern splitting, not surprised there.
Am I right that we'll take the split there? I mean, that's a pretty good scenario. Would it have been even better if Northern took 3 out of 4 points there?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably, just to give us a little cushion. I mean, there's so many scenarios that can happen this last weekend still, which is crazy. I think we can go anywhere from like third and maybe to seventh, all the way to seventh. So, you know, that's crazy. With 2 games, how can you fall like 4 spots? I mean, it's bizarre. But with all the tiebreakers, there's going to be some ties. And if you can figure the tiebreakers out, Dirk, you're a better man than I am, because you start going down the list, and it's going to get a ways down. It's not going to be the first tiebreaker or the second one. It's going to be the third or fourth tiebreaker.
Right.
So the league's going to have lots of fun on Saturday night.
Yeah, and again, with the late game, up in Alaska.
Yeah, and some team might have to go to, 2 teams might have to go to Alaska.
Right.
You know, they could end up third and fourth.
Right.
I mean, we've got something to say about that,
sure,
obviously. But yeah. Well, and that's it. I mean, if we don't take care of business, we could be going to either one of the Alaskas, right, or Bowling Green, or who knows where we can be going. But I think the best bet is for us to just go out and win on Friday night, get the W, and see where we are.
Let's talk about the state of the Huskies hockey team when we come back, and talk a little bit about line combinations and what coach is predicting as far as what might be looking at the lineup coming down Friday and Saturday down at Minnesota State Mankato. It's all part of the Mel Pearson Show. Feel free to get your questions in for coach at DJ@themix93.com. It's DJ@themix93.com. We'll answer those questions, or Coach will answer those questions later on in the hour. You're tuned to the Mel Pearson Show exclusively on Mix 93.
When you need to dress up for an upcoming interview, wedding, or that special date, don't wait. Come to the Dress for Success Shop, located in the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore. See the largest selection of business apparel in the Keweenaw. Suits, sport coats, dress shirts, ties,